Escape, escape, country, hey. Escape, escape, country, hey. The Big D Zone. The Big D. The Big D Zone. Welcome to the podcast, The Big D Zone. Predictions and rants are gonna be in the store. Yo, just enjoy the show. The Big D Zone.
Well, this is your lovable late night, well, not late night talk show host, but this is your lovable winner, Prince DJ. And, well, I got my money, but I was able to use my money in a fast way. Because I was able to, work with a publicist for... the one that I told you about earlier, the one I was going to work with, that's pandemic-friendly pricing. Then, I was trying to transfer half money into another card for my slot tournament in Las Vegas. Because judging the fact if I had to use the emergency hotel, at least I would be ready. Because I tried to transfer some money, but that was making it so hard, I only got half of what I was able to transfer. So that's going to be used towards either incidentals at the other hotel or payment at the other hotel. Either or. So, I got that. Because I can't register for the tournament until next week. I can't even do it until next week. Then I was able to use points to travel for the cruise home. But the problem is, I still had to pay a fee just to use those points. I still had to pay use the fee, even though it was small. It was like $5 for the point that I wanted to use. But I still had to pay a fee. I mean, how are you going to travel with points when it's supposed to be free? I mean, you earn the points. You worked hard for the points, and you still had to pay a fee to use the point. You still had to pay a fee. And I can't even get the early bird one because I use them, well, unless I probably win some good money on the slots. But other than that, I... what? I couldn't use the, man. I can't do the early bird. But that's ridiculous. That's ridiculous. But anyway, so I got that. I got the one for the return home. I might be able to do something, but the problem is, it depends upon which day I get the money for November. Because mind you, I got rent paid for 3 months, and December is the last month that my rent paid up for. So, I think it's either December or January, because I'm paid up till December. I think January I still have to pay rent, or something like that. I don't know. But anyway, I'll find out from the landlord anyway. But when I do start paying rent again, the regular way, I'm hoping that we don't run out of money and the Republicans don't do what they wanted to do and that let the default happen and then we run out of money. And so that's why I was trying to make preparations now ahead of time. Like, at least if I had to go on one last trip, let it be me going home if I had to wind up doing that. And so, man. So, I did all that. So I did the hotel for one night for one of the hotels, and I'll do the next night in October. Or is this one for October? I don't know. But I did one for the one night, which is October 30th to the 31st, and then I'll pay for the 31st to the 1st in October. Then, like I said, I did try to get the incidentals ready for the other hotel. Now, remember, pinged me correctly. It was like $150 or something like that, or whatever it was. And I had either stayed there. Okay, so the tournament is on the 21st, but I fly on the 23rd. So I think it's complimentary for the 20th to the 21st or something like that. 21st. Okay. Well, it might be the internet might not be too bad, but I don't know. I don't know how many nights that they're giving me for competing in the tournament. But it's ridiculous. I had to go through so much rigmarole. And then hotels.com have the, well, even though the security measures are good, I know they try to give it a fraud, but I just hate these tricky picture things that they do. Although the hotel one was pretty good. They were using animal pictures to see which animal was right tied up and everything like that. And because it's much better than the other pictures where it's a traffic light, crosswalk, fire hydrant, when it's sometimes not even a fire hydrant. It's like they try to trick you. And, you want to hear a blooper? Oh, I got a blooper. I am, after all, a comedian, right? So, I had $8 left, you know. Okay, so I had $8 left. And I said, okay, since I can't, everything is always cost above what I wanted to do, I said, why not give it to my Santa campaign? So, what I was trying to do, I got trying to go to my GoFundMe page, and there was like some hiccups and gotchas, but on the second try, you know what I wind up doing? Want to know what I wind up doing? I just made my own list! I wind up giving to my lieutenant governor's campaign, but it's not until 2024. And I'm not even sure if we're going to have a country by then with all this crap going on around here. Being the fact that we no longer get to choose what we do to our own bodies. Oh my God. Biden needs to resign. He needs to resign. Fast. Now. Oh my God. Because if they let our country run out of money next month. Now I would have a way to pay rent. Okay. And I've already put money into Lyft, thank God. But how would I get the food stamp? Because if they run out of money, that's government. And if they don't have money for food stamp, we're out in the cold. Because I can't even get to a shelter, a food pantry place. Okay. So. Because my rent went up going up $10 by the time I start paying rent again. So I'm only gonna have $170 something, you know, at least for food, and you know, I don't know. A lot of uncertainty ahead, but I donated to the wrong campaign. I donated to my lieutenant governor campaign instead of my Senate race. I was like, oops. Well. I'm only going to be in there for a few years. Yipes. Anyway. That's it. So. Well, I do got a plan for food. I still have some food stamps with me now. I still got food help. I'm going to call that person today, matter of fact. Probably either before or after I go to re-sign my lease for next year. And, you know, at least get some food. You know, so I still do this for a couple of weeks. I'm still good for now. It's just the aftermath that I'm worried about. So, Other than that, I would like to thank my guest Fast Sweats for coming on to the program, my supporter in the Senate campaign, and I have somebody to talk politics with, so I'm grateful for that. Maybe I could do some kind of like a politics roundtable or something like that. I don't know. I'll think of something. I'm pretty sure I'll figure something. So, I got another citizen that moved into 50 country, which is excellent. Another night. Excellent. And, yeah, new citizens are coming daily. Probably more with this added publicist, thank God. A podcast, it's called, Podcast Boost, something like that. I forgot what it was, but I was scrambling to get things done, and the waiting day. I just wanted to transfer money to another card, since I knew I had to wait. But the transfer would have taken 3 to 4 days, and that's not good for me, because what if there's an emergency or something like that, and I needed the money? I mean, I'm not going to need the incidental for the other hotel for the slot tournament, but, oh my God. I don't know. I just don't know. I mean, this is ridiculous. So, well, I guess I am ready for the trip after all. And, other than that, I don't know, I may not be able to eat at the airport because, I might have to go to a different route to the airport. Well, I do have to lift one, but I don't know. I just maybe have to take some snacks with me, that's all. I probably might do that. Alright, so this is Prince DJ, and we are EscapeToBigD.com, EscapeToBigD.com, out. And I hope my predictions are good for tonight. But then again, it's only the first game, so. But I usually try to wait till after. I think we only had Sunday's game. We don't have a Monday night game yet, unless I miss my guess. But we don't have a Monday night game. Everything was Thursday and Sunday, so that was it. So. Alright, 50 Country Strong, we are out. Okay, this is Prince DJ again. I would like to clarify that I made a blooper on the publicist part. It is not podcast boost, it's podcast pump. And I'm gonna get it on. It's podcast pump, like Big Papa Pump, but back in the WWF and WCW. It's pump, P-U-M-P. And no, I'm not a rap artist. But yeah, that was a blooper. It's not podcast boost. It's podcast pump. So there you go. Who you gonna call? Budget Busters. When you're trying to plan. And the prices are high. Who you gonna call? Budget Busters. When things are going up and up each day. Who you gonna call? Budget Busters.